Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see everybody here today. We want to welcome you on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost. And it's good to see all your smiling faces out there this morning. And that you're awake and alert and ready to worship God. And so this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice, even if it's a tough day, and be glad in it. And a little bit later on, we'll be continuing our series on Wisdom for Living. And so as we begin our service, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to
let's join together for our call to worship this morning in your bulletin. Give thanks to the Lord. Sing to God, sing praises. Seek the Lord and claim God's strength. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in our hymn books to 315, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Wonderful Words of Life. We're going to be singing all three verses of it this morning.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Wonderful words of life, words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Listen well to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Oh, the wondrous story showing us His glory. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Surprising God, You come to us when we least expect it, calling us out of our routines and plans, inviting us to follow Christ into new opportunities. We place our trust in You this day and honor You with our voices as our Redeemer and Savior. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. The next hymn is 331, The Church's One Foundation. And we're going to be doing verse 1 and 2 only this morning.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ. Christ her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and saw her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet on all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partake one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued.
Well, I think I just got one this morning.
You can come down. Come on.
Switch that over.
Oh no, wait a minute, I missed the others. Oh, phew. Good, it's not just one of us this morning. How's everybody doing? Have you ever got lost? You've never got lost. Wasn't sure which way to go and had to get directions. So as mom and dad, or grandma and grandpa said, come here, over here, we gotta go over this way. They ever said that? Yeah, that's good, okay. They understood that. Yeah, so sometimes we can get lost if we're not sure where we're going. You always know where to go? Wow, I guess I'm gonna have to follow you around then, huh? If you always know. Hey, sometimes I don't even always know. I can get lost too. Oh, but you know what? Well, I tell you what. Sometimes we need to have a little confidence, don't we? And at least act like we know where we're going. But guess what? God guides us. And God gives us some direction to help us in life. How do you think God directs us or guides us? What do you think is one way that God directs us or guides us? Let's ask the adults to see if they can. Adults, how does one way that God guides us? The Bible, yes, there we go. I kind of figured it. So the Bible, yeah, we can open up the Bible, Scripture, and we get God some guidance from God and through our lives. How else do you think God guides us? Prayer, okay, yes, yes. When we pray, we sometimes feel like God impresses on inside of us. But for us kids, what's one of the main ways God guides us every day at home? We think. What?
Parents.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, our parents. Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa. Yes. Sometimes when they are parents, tell us things or give us advice or direct us and guide us, that's kind of the way God does that for us. Well, yes, even an aunt will work, yes. An aunt or uncle. Hey, how about a sister or a brother? What do you think about that? I don't know. I just got some looks there on that one. Yeah. But anyways, so yes. But you know what? Sometimes our friends can help us too. You know, they can help us sometimes, like when we're, sometimes when we're upset or we're sad, sometimes our friends come along and cheer us up and make us feel better and make us laugh. That could be God using them to make us laugh. There we go. I love seeing that smile. Okay, you guys can go on downstairs this morning. Not sure who has you. I guess it's Miss Rhea today.
Well, as we go to our time of prayer this morning, Maybe you have a joy, a concern that you would like to share with us this morning before we go to prayer. And so let's begin. Who would like to start? Okay. Okay. Who was the name of the person? I missed who you said.
Alan Massey. Nancy.
Okay. I got Nancy. I heard. I didn't hear Alan. So, okay. Okay. So we got Alan with having a heart cath, been in the hospital, and Nancy with the stroke. Okay. And then go ahead with your joys. Yes, it is. And yeah, it's going to be hard, isn't it? It is, because I look back and I, right there. Yeah, so definitely want to keep the family in our prayers. It was good spending a little time with David yesterday out at the fair and some of the family members and everything. So somebody else, joys or concerns? Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is a wonderful thing. So Christine, who was third cancer? What do they call that, third stage? Stage three, sorry, yeah. Stage three was really concerned. I guess they did the chemo treatments, it shrunk enough and they were able to do surgery. And when they were in there, they checked her lymph nodes and everything looks like it's taken care of. So we are very thankful for that. And wow, what a blessing there for her. And I'm assuming did she have surgery this week? Or okay. So we want to just lift her up for recovery, healing, and strength for recovery and everything with that. Somebody else. Yes. Unspoken. And I also have a unspoken request from Kathy Maxson. Something she couldn't share, but I think it's somebody at work, and so she asked for prayers too this morning. I saw, yeah.
Hawaii.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. The one place in Maui is an area where we were when we were on that island when Jody and I got married, and wow, they were talking about the one town just complete ash. And I think it's up to, 90 some people had died from it. And definitely need to keep Hawaii and the islands in our prayers. I saw a couple other hands. Yes.
I'm going in Tuesday for colonoscopy. So I'm really praying for tomorrow and a good prepper. Yes, but I need prayers.
Well, I can tell you this. That if you use Dayton Gastro, they give you a powder you put in Gatorade, and it was so easy, as opposed to my father-in-law, who had to drink this thick goo that he said he was gagging on every time he swallowed it. Yeah, I know. But because of the way that worked out, it was far easier than what it was in my mind. So, yes. So, yeah. Good old fun thing there that everybody has to go through once you're over 50. Somebody else. Yes.
My friend Linda's got lung cancer, stage 3. She's starting
to heal this week. We haven't We haven't put her on the monthly yet, have we? Okay, you might want to get that one in. And definitely want to keep her in our prayers for Linda. Stage 3 lung cancer begins treatments this week. Asking prayers for Brad, unless you were going to share it. He is having cataract surgery, but also he's going to be having a new procedure done on the back of his eye to relieve pressure. He's got glaucoma, right? Yeah, he's taken drops for years, and to relieve that. And that's this week, right?
Tuesday.
Yeah. So they're going to work on the main eye there and everything. So for Tuesday for him, and appreciate your prayers. So anybody else? Yeah.
The Wells family, one of my dad's cousins passed away.
Definitely keep them in our prayers, the Wells family, with the loss of that loved one. And anybody else? Yes. So did you say Books or Brooks?
Brooks?
Brooks, okay. So we want to remember the Brooks family. And that kind of strikes you in a different way, because just 3 months ago, I lost Mr. Long, our history teacher that I had in junior high and high school, passed away. A member at Sydney First United Methodist. So, anybody else? Yeah.
I have a joy and a concern kind of rolled together. Trevor's anchor, the one that we all pray for, he's in his last days. I'm not a doctor. I'm not God. I don't think anybody. But they're bringing him in a car, and he sits in the air conditioning until he's trying to pull, and they put him up in the truck. And that's his joy, to be able to do it, to go out the way he wants.
Yep.
But we got 5 to go. I'm hoping God lets him get all 5. But if he don't, he done it the way he wanted to.
Yeah, exactly.
He is down to nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Priscilla was telling me, she said his arms are like this. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that guy's strong. I don't think I can be as strong as he is to be in the shape he's in.
Yeah.
He is tough.
That's, yeah. And we've been keeping him in our prayers. Yeah.
Yes,
that is a good thing, too. You hear stories about that. I saw another hand. Yeah. Yes, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is. Anybody else?
I have a couple other draws besides Brad's surgery. Erin hurt her good knee, and they're scheduling her to have meniscus repair. It's torn. And she, of course, wants me to be there. And Thursday, first time I've ever done this, I'm going to trial to try to separate some children from their parents.
Mm. That's got to be tough.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So we want to remember Erin, who's having knee surgery.
Again.
And, yep. And pray for Carla, and that God will give her strength and the right words to say, as she's got to be involved with that trial situation with the family and their kids. That's never an easy situation there. Anybody else then? All right. Well, we've got lots of them there to pray for. And if you remember some of those names, I encourage you to lift them up while she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Thank you. just pause today just to give you thanks. To give you thanks that you are with us when sometimes we don't know which way to turn. That you are with us even when we're not sure if you are. When we go through dry times, tough times, and we wonder what is happening, that you are there working in our lives, working in situations, working in other people's lives in the midst of whatever it may be. And Lord, we're thinking today about those that have been mentioned that are in need of prayer. Some of them facing situations that they definitely need God's, your hand and your intervention and your direction and guidance and healing touch in so many ways. So we lift up the various ones that have been mentioned today. We lift up Trevor to you today, for Dennis today, for Alan today, for Nancy today, for Christine today, Lord. We lift up Bev, we lift up Linda, we lift up Brad, we lift up Aaron. God, each one of these that I mentioned, Lord, are in need of your healing touch, your healing strength, whether they're going through treatments or surgery or replace or whatever it may be. God, we just ask for your healing touch, for your direction and guidance, for the doctors and wisdom for all of them as they work. Lord, they need healing touch and healing strength. And so we lift up each one of them today. Lord, we lift up Carla for this trial coming up, that you'll give wisdom and strength and guidance there. We lift up these two unspoken needs that have been mentioned, God. You know what's going on there. We ask for your hand there. We lift up the situation going on in Hawaii with the wildfires. Lord, we just pray that they'll be able to get that under control and get that taken care of, and that rain will come to help bring relief. And Lord, we just pray for all these families that have lost loved ones and been affected by what has taken place there. And we just pray for your grace and your strength in those situations. And Lord, we lift up the families, Lord, that just need your strength and comfort and grace and peace today. The Maxson family, for David, God, Lord, just grace him today. The Wells family and the Brooks family, Lord, with the loss of their loved ones too. We just pray for your comfort and your hand and your presence to be with them during these difficult days ahead and struggles. And we're thankful that you are always there with us and that you never leave us or forsake us. So we trust you in each of those situations. And Lord, we lift up our young people as they are at the fair this week and their families. Continue to watch over them, be with them, and keep them all safe, and help them to have a wonderful week of showing off their hard work and the displays that they've done and their livestock and the art projects and just so many different things that is going on. And be with all of them. And even our adults that are involved with activities and things going on there, and continue to watch over them. And we're grateful and thankful. And Lord, we just pray for Jody's family and her siblings as they have to make important decisions coming up in the next month or so, and with her mom and dad. And we just pray for your guidance and wisdom. And we continue to pray for strength and your healing grace and touch there to be with all of them. And give them wisdom, we pray, Lord, through that. And Lord, we thank you for your presence today with us, for each one that's here today. Maybe someone has come in today and they're carrying something that they could not share. But Lord, you know, we just ask for your grace and your strength today and your presence to be real to their hearts. And we're thankful for all of these things. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of the service. Lord, as we break the bread of your word today, may you just speak to us and encourage us and lift us up, that we might be challenged and strengthened and be reminded that you are the one that guides us through all of life. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with us and sharing in prayer there together for those needs this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, as I share every Sunday, thank you so much for your faithfulness and your blessing. And it continues the work of the ministry here, and not only locally, but also around the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Faithful God, bless the gifts we bring to you today. Use them to plant seeds of faith, hope, and love in the world for Christ's sake. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I just wanted to thank Brad and Carla last week for taking care of the service while we were gone. We had planned to be gone for the weekend, last weekend, at my nephew's lake house. But then Chase got invited to play in the junior PGA tournament. So that was kind of a great honor that he did. But Chase and I still went up to the lake on Friday night and Saturday. And then Sunday he played in the tournament. And I was wiped out after that weekend. Even though it was relaxing at the lake. But just wanted to say thank you to them. And I think, did Kathy help out too?
Yes.
I think she did. So thank you for all of that. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Proverbs once again. Various verses there as we are continuing in our series on wisdom for living. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Fools see their own way as right, but the wise listen to advice. Plans fail with no counsel, but with many counselors they succeed. We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. Commit everything you do to God, and your plans will succeed. Everything has its purpose in God's mind, even the vile for trouble. We may plan our path, but the Lord directs our steps. We may roll the dice, but God decides the outcome. Listen to advice and accept correction, and you'll be wise as time goes on. Good planning and hard work leads to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts leads to poverty. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God will bless the reading of our word this morning, and that the Spirit will give us ears to hear what God wants to say to the church this morning. A kindergarten teacher gave her class a show and tell assignment. Each student was instructed to bring an object to share with their class that represents their religion, their faith. The first student got up in front of the class and said, "My name is Benjamin, and I am Jewish, and this is the Star of David." The second student got up in front of class and said, "My name is Mary, I'm a Catholic, and this is a rosary." The third student got up in front of the class and said, "My name's Tommy, I'm Methodist, and this is a casserole." Well, we are continuing our series on wisdom for living from the book of Proverbs. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the wisdom of justice as shalom, how creation was made for wholeness that involved physical, inner, and social harmony, and how justice is about restoring that shalom that God intended for our lives and for our world by a couple things we talked about, by doing good and by helping those in need. Today, we are looking at the wisdom of guidance this morning. Many of us face lots of decisions on a daily basis. Many of our decisions are part of our everyday choices that we face just every day. You know, what am I going to eat for breakfast, and, you know, so forth and so on. Just simple things. Yet sometimes we have to make life-altering decisions. And the question for us to ponder this morning is this when we're thinking about it. Are we making wise decisions? And how does God's guidance work in our lives? And so I want to look at that in two ways, by talking about guidance in light of who God is, if we can think of it in that way, And then as we look at it, then you'll see the practicality of those two ways, how God is involved with guidance from those two things. So let's begin with the first one, and that is the guidance God does. Yes, I'm not saying that wrong. The guidance God does. This might be a little bit different way of looking at it here. First of all, we see that God guides surprisingly. God guides surprisingly. Look at what we just read there. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. We make our plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. We make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. We throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. Now, it's interesting that in Scripture, throughout Scripture, we see this kind of two-pronged approach to how God does things in our lives. First of all, there's that aspect of us and what we do. And then there's that second aspect of what God does in the midst of that. The Hebrew word for guidance has to do with the art of steering a ship. In fact, the Hebrew word, the verb for guidance in Hebrew, is related to the noun rope. Yes, the rope. Why ropes? Well, if you've ever been on a sailing ship, how do you sail a sailboat? Not just by steering, but by the ropes, don't you? The ropes where you bring sails up and down and change things over and everything. Because ropes were used to steer and help to guide and get velocity or slow down your velocity and all of those things there. And that's because they were ways of navigating. And it's interesting that that word for guidance is seems to always be in connection with deliberation and wise counsel. We read some of those verses, and I'll come back to them in a little bit. But here's what I want you to see. Scripture affirms that God has a plan or plans, yet we have free choice to make our own plans. If we have plans and goals, we should act on them because we believe that God is guiding our steps. And if you've ever seen God close doors before and bring a halt to something real fast, you know God is looking out for us. Now, we may get discouraged. We may get upset. We may wonder why in the world did that happen that way and just kind of shut off, because God may be looking out for us and protecting us and saying, no, don't go that way. And I'm hoping you'll see this as we go through there. If we have plans and goals, we should act on them because God guides our steps even to the point when we cast lots, or in our translation, throw the dice, which, by the way, lots were used in ancient times, usually a little something like a dice, and it had some a color on one side that meant yes and a color on the other side that meant no, and they would throw this. It's found in Scripture. In fact, we're even told that the high priest of Israel had them in his breastplate of part of his uniform that he wore when leading the worship of Israel. And sometimes he would ask, and God would give guidance that way. And so did other ancient Near Eastern peoples. But today, we think of it a little bit differently. Have you ever said, well, I'll flip a coin and see? Or maybe you, let's draw straws and see. That's the kind of an idea. Now, I know that seems like a childish kind of a way, but that's the way sometimes they would get direction in ancient times. So we make our plans, but we believe that God is going to direct them and guide them. And I mean, one thing I wanted to do for a long time is I planned on going to get my doctorate to teach in a seminary or in a university. But God just kept, that door just kept shutting. And it kept going in a different direction. What am I saying? And I think from all of this, we read some of those passages, and that's this. God surprises us in the way that God directs us. We never know how God might direct us or how it'll come about in leading us. Don't put God in a box thinking God's got to do it a certain way. So here's what my advice. Relax and trust God to guide our goals and our decisions along the way. Another part of that, which fits into this, which sometimes I think you understand, is that God guides elusively, or if you like the word, mysteriously. We sometimes don't always understand what God is up to at times when God guides and directs and shuts doors and opens doors and so forth. Chapter 16, verse 4. The Lord made everything for its purpose. So we've heard it said God is mysterious, meaning God can do what God wants to do, and we may not always understand it. Everything God does and allows has a purpose in its time. Even the people that come into our lives that we don't like, or maybe the pain and suffering and difficulties, even when we don't understand why, even when we cannot see a way out or see the end. You want to know the perfect example in Scripture? Joseph. The young lad who was spoiled by his dad. And what tipped it all off among his siblings is when dad gave him the coat, the robe of many colors. Beautiful, stood out. And what did the brothers do? They got so angry and jealous, they took him out and threw him in a pit. And along came a traitor. And guess what he did? They did. They sold him off. Sold his brother off. And then it gets even worse. If you know the story of Joseph, it doesn't get any better until the end, when Joseph says those famous words, when he finally sees his brothers after years. He's already grown up, the second most powerful person in Egypt, but he went through living hell to get to that place. And when he met his brothers again, he said to them, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Don't ever, ever think God is not working or guiding, no matter how much it seems like God is absent or silent. Because there was a long time in Joseph's life where it seemed like God was absent and silent. And don't ever, ever think you have to have it all figured out. Sometimes we just got to let go of control in those situations. Let go. And it's only at the end Joseph discovers the reason why everything happened. So be at peace and know that we are guided, because it is what God does. Second thing, the guidance God gives. Now, this is the one that we think should be the way it should be. You know, God just speaks, tells us what to do. We walk out, we do it, and everything's perfect after that. But we know life doesn't work that way, don't we? I wish it was like that all the time, you know. But it doesn't. But I want you to see, though, in this process, it's not always that simple when God does give. So let's think about it in this way. God guides us as mutual partners. As mutual partners. Roll your actions onto the Lord and your plans will stand. Or we read it earlier in our reading, commit your way and commit everything that you do unto the Lord and it will succeed. The idea is mutual sharing. The Hebrew word there for commit means to roll everything over onto God and lean on God. And when we roll our planned efforts and works onto God and entrust them to Him, just like we would a partner or partnership with somebody, they will become effective and endure. It's interesting there. And when we do this, we will begin to flow in God's guidance, direction, leading. We may not need to hear a voice from heaven or a thunder of answer, but as we just learn to just whatever comes our way in life, just to roll it. Lord, I don't know what's going on with what this doctor just said, but I roll it all over onto you and I trust you. I don't know about this with my granddaughter right now, but I just roll it all on unto you and I trust you. And when we begin to do that, we will begin to flow in guidance and direction and leading and wisdom from God. And then the second part of this is then God guides with mutual as mutual partners, but God guides through the counsel of others. Let me read several of them. The wise listen to advice. Plans fail with no counsel, but with many counselors, they succeed. Listen to advice. Accept instructions so that you might grow wise in the future. What's this all saying? It's saying the wise are open to the counsel of others. Why? Because God speaks to us through them. Oftentimes, I've shared that story about one time I was wanting to go in one direction. And we were in a council meeting and Frank Bear spoke up. And you know, Frank, if you knew Frank, he didn't always push his way or anything like that. He was like a gentle bear. And he said something. He said, I don't know if that's what we should do. What about this? And he said something. And after he got done saying it, I thought, that's good. That we should just follow that. The key is becoming lifelong learners who are open to new things and new ways. Because God is always working in new ways. Because God knows the times we live in were not the times they lived in 5,000 years ago. And as we learn to roll over everything over to God and trust God in all the things that happens in our lives, we become humble and develop a humble and receptive heart and mind. So be at peace today. We are guided. It's what God gives. So let's summarize this a little bit. What is the wisdom of guidance? It's God steering our lives. And we're involved with that. I was listening to a pastor talk one time, and he was talking about how he said he would have all the years that he was pastor, and have people come up to me, Pastor, please pray that God will speak to me and give me direction. What should I do about this? And you know what the pastor told him? Make a decision. And he said, I used to get the weirdest looks. Like, you know, because they were expecting, oh, pray and fast for a while and wait and see what God gives you. No, he'd just say, make a decision. Because when you make that decision, you're trusting that God is going to guide you along the way. And that's how we really see it a lot in Scripture and throughout life. It's what God does and it's what God gives. God just steers us along the way. And it holds together our plans and goals and choices and God's plans and ways. So be at peace. We are guided. This is the wisdom of guidance. Amen. and amen. So take a couple minutes and shake a few hands, say hi to one another, and then we'll close out there with our chorus as we end the service today. As we sing our little chorus, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Encourage you to sing along this morning. Hopefully you'll remember it. It's on the PowerPoint there. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Let's sing it again. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Whether the week brings storms or calm, take heart. May God bless and keep us. May Christ smile and be gracious to us. And may the Spirit lead us along the path of wisdom and truth. Amen.